الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, and also a paper, pencil, pen, any way that you want to be able to take notes because you are in a class. And those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class, and I hope that you will attend more in the coming weeks. Today's topic will be a little bit different, or the presentation will be a little bit different, but the topic itself is, in hardship there is victory. Because particularly here in the United States, where you have a lot of people that come that are refugees or come here seeking a better life, and so they receive a lot of hardship initially. But then later on, except for some groups of people, their situation become much better and they receive victory, meaning having jobs and becoming more educated and making more money and the like. And so for Islam, we're going to go back a little bit and then we're going to come forward. In the early days of Islam, talking about hardship, and then from hardship come victory. Now, in the early days of Islam, Muslims suffered a lot. Once Islam basically came on the scene and Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, started talking about the people about Islam, the people became harsh upon them. Because during that particular time, a lot of people were pagans, meaning that they worshiped other things other than directly worshiping God. They would carve things out with their hands, and then they would intercede, or they would ask these things to intercede for them to Allah, or they would worship those things directly, thinking that they had the power to grant them their needs. And they just carved those things out of wood and other things with their very hands, and then they start to worship them. Matter of fact, after the Islam gained more traction and became more popular and more people embraced Islam, there were at least in and around the Kaaba, there was about 360 idols in and around it. The Kaaba is sort of a cube that Muslims, we don't worship it. It's just a focal point for the Muslims when we worship. But we don't worship the Kaaba. It is nothing but basically a stone building. But we have to focus somewhere, not focus in terms of it's God, but just focus when we make prayer. This is ordered by Allah for us to do. Now, hopefully that was cleared up. Now, in the past, Muslims or the pagans, the pagans boycott the Muslims. They would not do any business with the Muslims. They would do not do any buying and selling of property, or selling, buying and selling to the Muslims. There were no intermarriage with a Muslim. Their supply of food was almost stopped. The idolaters, what they used to do is whatever food or commodities were available before it entered into Mecca, they will go and they will buy it up for fear that the Muslims may get it and buy the food. Until the Muslim only had leaves and skins of animals to eat. That's how harsh these people were towards a Muslim, only because these Muslims say, come and worship Allah, come and worship God and not the idols. And so they did not want this to happen or this to gain any traction, because of course it would change, and it had changed the economic situation, the political situation in the area. And they didn't want that to change, because they were in charge. They had advantage over the Muslims, and so they did not want this thing to take anything from their pockets or take away their political power or their wealth or anything like that. Also, during that time, the Muslims, they were scoffed at, they were degraded, they were ridiculed, they were belied. Muslims during that time, furthermore, they also distorted the teachings of the Prophet. And that was, of course, once they distorted the teachings of the Prophet, then that was to their advantage. You distort the teaching, then the people become more confused and don't believe in him, and then they won't go towards Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And if you look at the history of the Prophets, they pretty much did the same thing to them. Those people did not want the Prophet Moses and Jesus and Luke and others to gain any traction, then they would distort them. They would say bad things about them. They would make people not believe in their message. And they did the same thing for Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. People, they flung stones at the Prophet. And some, they would divorce husbands. They would force husbands to divorce from the daughters of the Prophet. There was one lady that she took a handful of pebbles and she threw them at the Prophet, and he injured his mouth. During that time, furthermore, someone took some while the Prophet was making prayers. So whenever Muslims make prayers, we put our heads, part of making the prayer is that we put our head on the ground and praising Allah. And then while he was doing that, people took some entrails, meaning intestines of a goat. Some say cow, some say a camel, but others say goat. But whatever, if they took the entrails or the inside of the goat and they threw it on the back of the Prophet, only because he worshiped Allah, only because he worshiped God. There was a lot of backbiting going on during that time against the Muslims. And there were, furthermore, there was someone, one man, he went and he spit in the face of the Prophet. There were all kinds of abusive language towards the Prophet and the Muslims. And one Muslim was set on fire. Then one Muslim, meaning Bilal ibn Rabah, he was the one that caused the adhan, first call of the adhan. That's what you hear at the beginning of the program. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That particular saying that you hear at the beginning, means God is the greatest, God is the greatest. This is part of the adhan, calling the Muslim, letting the Muslim know that it's time to make prayer. And so this man, Bilal Ibn Rabah, he was an Abyssinian slave, a black slave. Abyssinia, I think today it's called Ethiopia. And so he was an Abyssinian slave. And so his master found out that he was one of the worshippers of Allah. He was one of the Muslims. And so he took him and he basically put him on the ground, and then he put a stone on his chest. And he said to this black slave, he said for them to give up Islam. Give up that Islam. This is the kind of abuse that the Muslim were receiving during his time. And so he said, give up Islam. And then Bilal, he said, Ahad, Ahad, one, meaning one God, basically that I'm not going to give up this Islam, no matter what you say. And so these are some of the things that the Muslims suffered. They were also, Muslims were severely beaten. Some were dragged through the streets. And it was a family that was made to lie on a burning sand, and also they were beaten severely. There were one person, they were put inside of a, what would you call, an armor, like sort of like steel. And laid on hot, at the hottest time during the day, and laid on hot sand. And so basically he was baking inside of this armor that he was in, just merely because he worshiped God. No more than that. Just because he worshiped Allah, that they did these things to them, and we set this man, basically set a man on fire, as I mentioned before, and they put the man inside of the armor and on the hottest time of the day, and then they were trying to bake him, like put him in the oven or stove. They were trying to bake him so that he, merely because he worshiped Allah, and they wanted him to give up this Islam. And if you look at the history of other faiths, some of this happened to them. So look at the background of your faith and see what you went through. And the Muslims went through the same thing in the early days. Now, after all of the above happened to Islam, did it get smaller and die, or did it get larger and live? Now, Allah says, now open up your Quran. I'm going to give you a chance to open it up. And I'm only going to read a small portion of this. And that's going to be chapter 4, verse 141. Again, that's chapter 4, verse 141. And the bottom line to this particular ayat, or this particular verse, if you will, and it says, Allah will not leave the way for the unbelievers to triumph over the believers. And you all who know some history of faith, that Allah did not allow different groups to triumph over those people who were the faithful ones, those people who worship him. He did not let that happen for the people of Jesus. He did not let that happen for the people who follow Moses. And if you look through the various history, you'll see the same thing, that Allah did not allow the disbelievers, the unbelievers, to triumph over the believers. And so, again, it says at the end of chapter 4, verse 141, and it says, Allah will not leave the way for the unbelievers to triumph over the believers. And so look at history. If those of you who are people of faith, then you just read your own history and you see for yourself that Allah did not allow disbelievers to triumph over the believers, those who hold fast to their faith, only, and that they are only attacked only because that they believe in Allah and that they worship Allah, and then I ask for anything else, they're not asking for wealth, they're not asking for anything else. They all they want to do is practice their faith. Matter of fact, during the time of the Prophet, some of the people came, the leaders came to him, and they said to him, "Look, stop telling these people about this thing called Islam and worshiping God and worshiping Allah. And so, look, if you do that, we will give you any woman that you want. And if you do that, we will give you all the territory that you want, all the wealth that you want." These are the things that he offered to him. And then he said to them, "Look, if you put the sun in one hand and the moon in another hand, and you offer me the universe, everything within the universe, I still would not give up this Islam. I would not give up preaching about Islam and leading people towards what is right, towards what we call Sirat al-Mustaqim, meaning the straight path. I will not stop doing that." And they basically, this is what they offered to the Prophet. And of course, then they went on to try to kill him and the like. If you look at, again, you look at the history of probably your own faith, those who practice various faith, if you look at your own history, more than likely you will find that the people in the earliest times in your faith, they went through something too, because people refused to accept your faith or to follow your faith, or fearful of your faith, that your faith was there to basically to destroy them. Allah also says in chapter 8, verse 30, again, that's chapter 8, verse 30, and he says, "Remember how the unbelievers plotted against you? They sought to take you captive or kill you or exile you. They plan, and Allah also planned. Allah is the best planner of all." And so you can find this particular verse in chapter 8, verse 30. Again, that's chapter 8, verse 30, where Allah is the best of planets. People want to capture you. They want to kill you. They want to exile you. They want to do all these terrible things against you only because you believe in God. But Allah, he said, yeah, they plan, but I am the best of planners. And again, going back to the earlier verse I had read about Allah will not leave the way of the unbelievers to triumph over the believers. So we as Muslims, we have to have faith. We have to hold on to the rope of Allah. Now, let's talk about what's going on today with Muslims. And we have, first we have Islamophobia. Islamophobia is spelled I-S-L-A-M-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. That's Islamophobia. What that basically means is, according to the dictionary, irrational fear of, aversion to, or discrimination against Islam or people who practice Islam. So that is Islamophobia. This is irrational fear of, aversion to, of discrimination against Islam or people who practice Islam. This is one of the definitions of Islamophobia. Now, what's going on with Muslims today? Not too much different the way the Muslims were treated in the early days. We are basically being treated today in the same way. Muslims are also belied on the news. The propaganda, you have all kinds of negative propaganda against Muslims. Even relatives of Muslims are harassing them. Because we have some time that when a person becomes Muslim, their family finds out that they're Muslim, and then they start harassing them. Not all families. Many families are very, very nice to the Muslim. Very, very respectful to the Muslim. But you still have some that once they find out they're Muslim, then they say, you can't live in my house anymore. You got to move out of my house. Or they start giving them a hard time. Or they try to feed them pork. I mean, they just do all kinds of things, negative things against a person who is their blood. Their blood relative, and differently, brothers, sister, mother, daughter, whatever, they start harassing this person, if they have faith or not. They start harassing the person because they decided to be Muslim. Like I had mentioned earlier, is that during the time of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, husbands were forced to divorce themselves from the daughters of the Prophet. And so we're going through, even today, the same kind of behavior of people. And that was 1,400 years ago that these things took place. And now we're talking about 2020. We're talking about a whole new century that this same kind of behavior is going on. I guess we may call us the enlightened people, the intelligent people, that we want to be PC and all these kind of things. But the thing is, some of these things still exist today, the way people treat Muslims. Their propaganda against Muslim and the way they belie Muslims in the news, the way they harass Muslims. They take our Quran, the book that you all have near you, some of you have near you, and they take it and they will shoot it up with bullets. There are a lot of masjids, M-A-S-J-I-D-S, and then at the masjid, that's the places where the Muslim worship, they will firebomb them. They will vandalize them. They will do all kinds of negative things against places of worship only because people want to worship Allah, and that's happening today. People will use abusive language being used against Muslims. Some of the Muslim women, you all know that they wear the khimar or the head covering, and some people try to snatch those head coverings off of their head. And they dress no different than some Catholic women dress or the nuns dress in the same fashion. But this kind of harassment doesn't take place with them taking off their habits off of their heads. But for the Muslim women, this is what they do to them. Muslims are being taken off a plane just for being a Muslim, or just for speaking in Arabic, or just for reading Arabic. They are being pulled off of airplanes, or people just think, I'm not comfortable with that individual being on the plane with me. And so people would take them off of the plane only because people are uncomfortable with them riding with them. Basically, almost the same thing with African Americans in America. If they people did not want to sit near them, drink from the same faucet, go to the bathroom with them, same concept that happened to them. But African Americans, they still are getting that from the time of slavery until present. And I'm African American. Still receiving these negative behaviors from people, or they're back a little bit. Not too many decades ago, if African American even got into a pool, then they were not allowed them to go into particular pools. Or they were, after they went in there, the water touched them, then they would clean the whole pool, drain all the water, and clean the pool out. These are the things that they did to African Americans, and Muslims are basically going through some of the same things, not as intently as they did with African Americans, are still doing African American, my tribe, but they are going through these different things that I'm mentioning now only because they're Muslims. And let me move on. And by no way equating the two, I'm just using African Americans as an example. And that's it. We went through something, and we're still going through something today, African Americans. And Muslims went through something during that time, during the Prophet's time, and we're going through things right now only because we are Muslim. Now let me move on. Also, Muslims are being beaten up and they're being killed. You have all kind of anti-Islamic sermons being given by those of other faith. Those people who say that they are this or they are that. People of faith. But yet, in their sermons, they're downing people of other faiths. And I heard this myself, where you have people of different faith, they would down people of other faith. And that doesn't seem like something that their faith should push. That it just doesn't seem right to me that they are pushing and saying negative things about people of other faith, and you're supposed to be a God-fearing person. The character of the prophet, may peace be upon him, is being attacked. They distort his teachings like they did before, and they do all kind of false propaganda against the Muslims, against the Prophet. Again, they boycott the Muslims, and also they go even as far as killing Muslims, where you have the mass shooting of Muslims in New Zealand and other places just because they are Muslims. Now, with the above taking place, Islam is still growing. There is at least 7 million Muslims in America, like 6 to 10 million, something like that, Muslims in America. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, and the second largest religion in the world. Now, according to Pew Resource Center, Islam is the world's fastest growing religion, and not just in Muslim majority nations. 10% of all Europeans are projected to be members of the Muslim faith by 2050. You also have, additionally, you have the study also estimates that from 2010 to 2050, Muslims will have increased across the world by 73%. Followed by Christians, who are projected to grow by 35% during the same time, and Hindus at 34%. That means that Islam, currently the world's second largest religion, will surpass Christianity as the world's biggest religion by the end of the century. This is what the study says, and you can read that for yourself. We have about 2,500 masjids in America, and that's just in America alone. We have, again, as I mentioned before, we have about 7 million, maybe 6 to 10 million Muslims in America alone, and it's growing. And in the world, say, for example, we have 7 billion people in the world, then we have about 2 billion Muslims in the world, roughly, give or take. And so that means out of every 7 people, 2 of them are Muslim. And that's how rapidly that we are growing in the world. And so with all the hardship that we received before from people, we are still growing. That people are what? They are harassing us. They are saying negative things about us. You have all kinds of Islamophobia going on, and just irrational fear or aversion to members of our faith. And this is in 2020. These kind of things are still going on, although 2020 just began. But Muslims are still being harassed. Particularly, you will find more and more of this taking place when this is an election year in America. And a lot of times people use our faith as political football. Is that Muslim, they want to frighten the people, that Muslims are going to come here and do nothing but beat people up and bomb people and the like. And this is not true. Are we going to be the mass shooters in America? And this is not true. The mass shooters here in the United States of America is not done by Muslims. These shootings that take place in schools and malls and all these other places are just at festivals, these are not done by Muslims. They are done by other people and not that doesn't practice the faith of Islam. But yet and still, we are the ones that always get the bad rap. If one person from Islam does something or they identify as a Muslim, then all Muslims catch the rap. If they say that a person identified as a Muslim does something, then all of a sudden they will go and blame all Muslims and start attacking Muslims and start attacking our places of worship and doing all kind of things towards Muslims just because this individual did this act, this terrible act that we condemn ourselves as Muslims. But if a person from their faith or some other faith does it, I don't see the attack as vicious towards people of other faith if this person identifies as a person from that faith or they have a certain color of skin. They don't attack everyone that looks like that individual or practice the faith of that individual. They don't attack them. But if someone they identify as a Muslim or look like a Muslim, then they would attack us. All Muslims will cast the wrath of this kind of thing. And so, my respected students, I just want to let you know about the history of what Muslims go through. And because this is all about learning about the faith of Islam. And again, I'm not here to debate with anybody about anything. I'm just presenting what I know to be the facts about the faith of Islam. And so you see some of the things that went on in the earlier times of Islam is still going on now. It's still going on during this time. The harassments, the beating up, the shooting, the killing, and these kind of things are still going on today with people in this year 2020. That we are still receiving this negative behavior only because we want to worship Allah and we ask people to come and worship God. That's all that we say. We're not saying to change anything but how you worship God. That's all. And to worship God and not worship money or worship an individual or worship property or anything like that, because all these things are going to go away. All these things could disappear at an instant, overnight. But we just ask the people to worship God and that's it. And be left alone so that we can worship God. So, my respected students, thank you so much for listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.